This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Here it is, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Nice to have you along. It's hour two of our program.
Hiya!
If you're just tuning in, you have missed very little sports, and so we will get to sports right now on The Fan.
Sports!
What?
And it is that George Pickens has been traded?
Yes.
To the Dallas Cowboys.
Sounds like they've been working on this for a while, and the Cowboys were balking at the price, and then they met the quota, and away you go.
Quota was a third?
Third. And so I guess they were offering a fourth originally. So they've been doing this before the draft. And it sounds like this did not come, the reports are, this did not come from management. It did not come from the Pittsburgh GM. This came from Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin wanted Pickens out. They set the price on it. Dallas balked at it. And then the draft, they didn't address the need for a receiver. Figured they could get this done. They upped the price, matched what Pittsburgh wanted. And now Pickens is on his way to Dallas, where presumably they'll wait too long and then sign him to a bad extension. Although, I suppose if you did let him go on a one-year rental, you'd get a comp pick that would roughly be about the same. But most of the time you do these deals, it's to sign a player.
I mean, I think it's a good move for both teams. I mean, the Steelers, obviously Tomlin hates.
They're just done with him.
Pickens a pain in the ass.
Yes.
And, of course, he fits perfectly in Dallas.
Someone said he heard about smiles and glory holes and was like, what? Let's go.
Well,
we talked about this. The DK Metcalf and Pickens are kind of the same player, except DK Metcalf is much better and more expensive. And
smiles and glory holes.
And this was like the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. To me, that thing in Pittsburgh, you can't have two kind of one-dimensional receivers that don't want to run routes and don't want to do anything else and are both volatile and yell and bitch and cry a lot. That's a disaster.
Wait, who's the other one?
DK Metcalf.
Oh.
So when they traded for DK Metcalf, I sat there and was like, dude, are you really going to line these two guys up? I kept waiting for Avecchi on the sidelines when they just started beating the hell out of each other. And apparently Mike Tomlin had the same idea and was like, no, dude.
Yeah, that's too volatile.
We got DK Pickens
but, you know,
gone.
Going to Dallas, it's a good move for Dallas because they needed another receiver.
Yes.
And Pickens is good.
Yeah.
He's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But I just, like, who doesn't see what's about to happen?
Oh.
Because CeeDee Lamb is kind of a prima donna type mm-hmm. receiver.
Yep.
And Pickens is going to pick up on that. And it's Dallas. And they always have this where it's just they don't have a strong enough culture to handle guys like this. And it gets sideways. And, like, this will be bad, right?
I mean,
because Pickens is a goober.
One would think, I mean, look, he's DK, or excuse me, not DK, George Pickens has never played with a real quarterback. He is going to get a real quarterback in Dak.
But I just think CeeDee Lamb is like a key guy to keep him in line, and that's like the wrong guy.
It's the wrong guy. But the problem is that in a place like Pittsburgh, you would think that Tomlin, like when Mike Tomlin is done with you, that generally means something. And I know like Antonio Brown, I guess technically won a Super Bowl, but look, whether it's Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown or anyone that they kind of move on from, Mike Tomlin is one of the great culture builders in the NFL. And to me, when Mike Tomlin is wiping his hands of like a 24-year-old really talented guy, who, by the way, this happened at Georgia. It's why he fell in the draft. It's been his entire time in Pittsburgh.
He's a bonehead.
And the idea that he's going to go to Dallas and somehow put it together.
Especially because... like a guy like that has to go to a place where the culture is strong.
Yes.
I.e. Pittsburgh. And yet Pittsburgh dumps him.
Yeah.
Dallas is like the anti-culture.
I'll say this. Everyone today is bloviating over this Pickens deal. And what have I said a million times over? We spend so much time talking about number two receivers. Number two receivers, guys like Pickens. Did you see, by the way, Gabe Davis just got released by Jacksonville today?
Yeah.
Again, a prime example. When he left Buffalo, we're like, oh, I can't believe, what's Buffalo going to do? They'll be fine. Pickens gives you about 55 catches a year and 3 touchdowns. But we're going to sit there and be like, well, he catches deep balls. Cool. He's a one-trick pony. That's what he does. So is there a role for him? Sure. But I just don't think that all the talk, so many of the talking heads on ESPN are like, well, Dallas now. I mean, this makes Dallas a contender, and they have the most balanced offense in the league. And look, dude, George Pickens does not tilt the scales.
We do this every year with Dallas.
Every single, and we do it with players like this all the time. I say it a million times over, in free agency or in trades, when you have a problematic guy that the one team looks at and goes, dude, just get out of here. And we're not really, I mean, this is essentially... what Pittsburgh got in return isn't much different than what they would have gotten by playing this year and then letting him walk in free agency and getting a comp pick for him. So the fact that Pittsburgh, who, by the way, doesn't really have weapons outside of DK Metcalf, looked at this and was like, dude, we're not doing this year. It should tell you something.
It's addition by subtraction.
It's addition by subtraction.
And it might open a spot for Alan Lazard if they get... because remember, they're still trying to get Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And, of course, Rodgers and Lazard are
buddies. Or you plug in someone. I mean, there's a lot of veteran receivers that are less talented that will give you relatively the same production. This is not 100 catches and 9 touchdowns and some gravitational player. He'd be a guy that you put on the other side of CeeDee Lamb, and Pickens will run go routes, and you'll throw the ball up to him, and he'll make some catches for you, but he's also going to be a problem. He's also going to have hamstring issues, and he's going to bitch and moan and freak out on the sidelines. You're not going to be able to count on him to be in the right place at the right time. And then you take a guy that maybe is turnover prone in Dak Prescott. I'm not saying this is a bad move for Dallas. I get it. You needed a receiver. You didn't draft one. And now you go get Pickens, and you've got the best option you had probably since, you know, Cooper was there in Dallas to go with CeeDee Lamb. So I get why Dallas did it. And I'm not saying this is an utter disaster, but God, we are making way too much of this. If Pickens really was a difference maker, I promise you, Pittsburgh wouldn't just be like, what, third round pick? Cool. Here, take him. And now the question becomes, what does Dallas pay him? Because I'll tell you what, if Dallas pays him a bunch of money, this will be one where he will be released a la Gabe Davis a year after he signs a big contract. So hopefully Dallas is just using this as a rental. And I will say this for Dallas, if you ever going to get George Pickens, because remember, he wasn't a first round pick. If you're ever going to get George Pickens on his best behavior, it's going to be this year. You see it all the time. Contract year, the guy's never made a bunch of money. If there's anything that can pull his head out of his ass and make him care and actually try, it should be the prospect of getting a big contract. He goes to Dallas and has 75 catches and 8 touchdowns. That man puts his foot in the cash register at probably about 18 a year, 17 a year somewhere. And if he can't do that, then it's never going to happen. So I get the risk for Dallas. It makes sense. But we have got to stop this. All of a sudden, they're contenders. Dude, they're in the same division with Philadelphia, who has the best roster in the NFL, coming off. What did they win last year?
Who, Philly?
Yeah.
The Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, the Super Bowl. Arguably the best young team in football with this. Have you heard of this Daniels kid?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yes.
And where,
Jaden Daniels.
And where were they last year?
They were in the conference finals.
Conference finals.
Yeah.
So, and then the Giants stink. So, I mean.
But they gave up 55 points.
Dallas in their own division is clearly third. And any talk that George Pickens elevates them above that is silly.
Yeah, but I think you're falling into the trap again. They get you all the time, the national talking heads, who are going to go crazy about the Lakers. They're going to go crazy about LeBron, and they're going to go crazy about the Cowboys.
Yeah.
This is what they do. They're going to try to, because that's, it's ratings.
Yeah.
They love it. You got to stop falling for this.
We just,
because no one's really saying that other than them. Everybody else, like in the normal sports world, yeah. We all know that this, get why they did it.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Try.
Sure.
It may work, but we all deep down know that it probably won't and it will implode.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
I do think if you're Pittsburgh, it was wise to get DK Metcalf and George Pickens away from each other. Although I wanted, in an ideal world,
maybe they'd be buddies.
I wanted Pickens, Metcalf, and Rodgers.
Yeah.
Because Aaron Rodgers, just his only thing, he demands receivers to run precise routes. It's the Aaron Rodgers offense. You be where, that's why he wants his guys, right? And I would have loved old-ass Aaron Rodgers coming into Pittsburgh and having the two receivers that under no circumstances will be where you need them to be. DK and Pickens both play the Ocho Cinco game of, I'm just going to kind of do my own thing and then throw me the ball when I'm open and I'll make an amazing play. Remember when Ocho Cinco went to New England and everyone was like, man, Ocho Cinco with Tom Brady, and then he couldn't get on the field? Why? Because he couldn't run an offense. For all those years, he was so talented, he just ran himself open, and that's DK, and that's Pickens.
Not to beat a dead horse, but when you Google George Pickens, the first thing that pops up is George Pickens a good receiver? And the second thing that pops up are, what are George Pickens' strengths as a wide receiver?
Yeah.
Well, he's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, he's uber talented.
Deep guy.
Uber
good
talented.
Deep threat.
Yes.
Big.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, he's got what you want in a receiver, but, yeah. You know, so does DK. I think that was... Yeah,
that was the thing. So yeah. they chose to pay DK, and they weren't going to pay Pickens.
I get it. All right, so the Steelers, when we return, Steelers have an uncanny ability to do one thing. We will get to that. And is it impressive if I could do it? Next on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.